Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, August 19th, broadcasting from our studios in Los Angeles. And today we've got some cool sounds from the Hotter Than Hell Hill Climb out in Mount Baldy. And interviews with a couple of racers out there, Dave and Bob out there at Baldy, some of the beginner and mid-level racers. And also PB Creative's Phil Beckman. Got an interview with him. He does photography at events. And today we've got Robert reviewing Bailey Bikes. Bailey Bikes. Robert's review on Bailey Bikes. So that'll be coming up in a little while. So let's get into some recent results right now. All right, we've got some race results for you from Northern California's Red Kite Criterium Series, held in Livermore on August 17th, Saturday. Men's Pro 1s and 2s. It was a Folsom Bike VW Rallies win by Matt Chatelong, riding from Roseville, followed closely by Leopard Sapporo Team's Randy Bramlett in second. Masters 45 and over, Patrick Briggs picking up the win there for Primetime Cycling Team. And in the men's category 3s and 4s, Andres Dozaglo, riding for Tribe Multisport from Berkeley, California. Masters 45's Cat 3s and 4s, Metro Mint Cycling's John Cheatham taking the win over Rio Strada Racing's Nicholas Roberti. And in the women's pros, Cat 1-2's Vonderkitten, Starla Tettergreen, taking a second place right behind SB Racing's Mary Elizabeth Maroon with the win there. Women's category 3's Team Tibco picking up the win with Vanessa Cairns. And in the women's category 4's beginners, View Meaty, presented by Lombardi Sports' Fiona Winder, taking that win as well. Beginner men's category 5s from Milpitas, Neil Laxamana. That was in race number A. There were two beginner races. And winning race number B, Robert Galbraith. All right, and on the second day, on the same day in Southern California, Southern California's Hotter Than Hell Hill Climb out Mount Baldy, brought to you by Back on Track Productions. It was a very warm day out there. No new records were set. Nobody could come close to last year's 56-minute winning time of Neil Shirley last year. But we did have a winner with the fastest time of the day in the men's Pro 1-2s, MRI Elite, Endurance Elite's Alexander Kutsk with a time of 103.03. And just missing the fastest time by 2 seconds was the Masters 35-plus Audi Felt's Pete Smith with a time of 103.05. Very close there. And in the juniors, 13-14 men's, Rockform's Massimo Lucidi picking up the win there with a time of 118.26. Our women's fastest time of the day, Pau Mata from Show Air Cannondale, picking up that win with a time of 103.58. Incredible fast win there. Women's category 3-4s beginners, Allison Jones taking the win with a 113.27. And in the Masters 60-plus, Richard Mull taking that win, riding for Michelob Ultra Lagrange with a time of 111.19. And a new course record set in a new category, the single-speed fixed gears. Aventon's John Budinov setting that new course record for single speed. That's right, single speed, fixed gear up Mount Baldy with a time of 1:11.52. Men's Category 3, Seth Britton taking the win there with a time of 1:08.50. Men's Category 4s, Jun Hoshino riding for OC Armada Racing with a time of 1:06.05. And with an incredibly fast time in the beginner men's category 5s, and move this guy up, man, that's no beginner time. Anthony Tintelnott with a time of 1:03.54. Junior women's 15 to 18 Strive Racing's Hannah Swan with a time of 1:21.42. And in the Masters 45s, Big Orange Cycling's G Money Greg Leiber taking the win with a time of 1:08.08. Complete results can be found at Back on Track Productions in the third annual Hotter Than Hell Hill Climb at Mount Baldy. All right, those are local race results in Southern California. And we got some more results from Southern California. We've got, hey, thanks for coming in, Robert. We've got Robert in the studio today.
Yes, hi. I'm here today.
Yeah, we got Rim Nordic and Over the Hump and Over the Hump overall, right?
Well, actually, yeah, we actually have the Over the Hump final. The final race was last Thursday. The LA County one was last Thursday up here in Castaic Lake. Cool. And a lot of classes were decided. A few were like came down to this last race where, you know, if you didn't finish or, you know, you were going to lose some valuable places.
I bet it was warm out there too.
It was, yeah. A lot of us at the end of the race were just sitting there going, "This was the hardest one," and just because of the heat. The heat was really hurting us.
So how about some pro men's race day, and then overall, we'll.
All right, race day results. Here we go. Pro men, we had Oliver Hutchinson taking first place, followed by Pete Smith. Third, we had Gareth Feldstein, and fourth, Francisco Vidal, all from the local area. We actually had Garth. And I'm a teacher. That's Gareth. Gareth came from Bakersfield. So kind of really cool.
Yeah, Pete Smith managed to make it out to the Baldy Hill climb also. He took the win there. He missed getting the day's fastest time by 2 seconds.
Yeah, they're all coming to town. So there's I'm not sure what's going on. We got some stuff coming, but I've been noticing some bigger names rolling into town.
Very cool.
It's hard to see what else we got going on. Expert women, let me see where she went here. There were a couple that showed up, and they were out there giving it their all. But today, that Thursday, we had Cindy Marnock was the only expert woman to show up. Expert pro woman. They're bunched together. And let's give some respect to the big boys.
Clydesdales,
yeah.
I'm working on my Clydesdale category here. I'm about 6 pounds short, actually.
Yeah, you just drink a couple bottles of water, you'll get there. Yeah. Okay, Clydesdale. We had, and these guys actually, the Clydesdales did the hard course. Now, if anyone's not familiar with Over the Hump Castaic, they have two different courses. Beginner and Sport do a lower, like not as much climbing course. They take a climb out of the course. So it's a faster lap. It's more of a sprint for those guys. Then the Super Sport Expert and Pros and the Clydesdale and single speeds go up the hill.
That's mean.
It's an extra like 3 or 4 minutes, you know, to the lap. But anyways, so these guys are moving. These guys are moving. Now, you know what, though? Yeah. So these guys were hustling. Let me tell you, they were working for it. Anyways, first place was Rick O'Donnell. Second place was Jeff Gordon. Hey, Jeff Gordon. No, not that Jeff Gordon. Girls, lay back. He wasn't there.
Wrong sport.
Yeah, wrong sport. And we got Brad Cameron, followed by Dean Ferrandimi.
Oh, yeah.
Ferrandimi, yes. My fellow ape rider. Give the plug out to him. And followed by Marvin Riley. So we had five Clydesdales out there. It's good to see those guys out there, you know, battling with the rest
Very
of us.
Very cool. And then we got overall results for the series then?
Yeah, we got some overalls, too. They had a very
day of.
Let me do one more day of here. We have They have what's really cool. They have a first time beginner, like if you've never, ever raced. And these guys looked it, you know, but they were out there doing it. It was hot.
They looked it.
They looked it at the end, let me tell you. Anyways, that was actually won by a guy named Gerald Wooten. Let me get this right.
Gerald Wooten.
Yeah. And then
T-shirt and baggy pants.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had Carlos Mutaz. And we had a couple DNFs. And sadly, one of the DNFs was my dad. My dad.
Hey.
At 60, what am I now? I'm 60. He's 64 years old. And this was his very first competitive event. And sadly, he broke a chain as he was taking over first place.
All right, that's excusable.
So, you know, he was out there.
Very
and,
noble.
You know, I come around and I'm going for my third lap, and I see him standing there with a bottle feeding me, and I'm like, wait a minute, Dad.
Either you're supposed to be racing.
Yeah, either you finished fast or, you know, something happened. He says, yeah, my chain broke right at the climb. So that was kind of a bummer, but I want to shout out to my dad. And we actually had three generations of Sandovals.
That's well done.
We actually had three generations of Sandovals racing that day. My son, Christopher, my four-year-old,
he
bit off a little more than he could chew on this course because they did, for the final, they made it a more challenging course. So we made it a couple turns in, and
he says,
I'm done, Dad. And I said, no problem.
And Christopher's in the studio today, by the way, right
Yeah,
there.
He's sitting here. He's quiet. You're not going to hear a peep from him. He's busy.
So cool. And your dad, that's cool. Your dad's a... did well then. He could have won, actually.
Yeah, I think my dad's surprisingly strong for his age. I mean, I go out for rides, and sometimes I feel like I'm holding him back. So
We hope to see him out there again. He'll give it another try, I hope, right?
I think so. I think he kind of enjoyed it. Trying to get him to go up to Rim Nordic this weekend, but you know the retired life. He's on vacation, traveling somewhere right now.
All right.
But anyway, so let me get to these overall standings here. In the Pro Man, I'm going to just go with our top three overall for the series. That's a best of six. We had eight races total. We're going to give first place goes to Anthony Tintelnot. Yeah.
Okay, he was at the Mount Baldy Hill Climb on Saturday.
Yeah, also. Natural Dynamics Bike Religion are his sponsors.
Good climber. I believe he actually won his category, too.
Yeah. And then followed by Gareth Feldstein. He actually took second overall. And third overall is Dylan Maurer. Okay, guys, you got to come up with some names that we can pronounce. Dylan Maurer from Montrose
Welcome
Bike
to
Shop.
America.
No. I know this guy, but for some reason, I can't figure out his last name. But anyway, I know who he is. He'll let me know when I see him next. But anyway, yeah, he took third. Fourth was Daniel Benson. And fifth was David Rivera. So they did pretty good for the pro man there. Real competitive class, I think, was the expert men. And the top guys were really, really, like, there at every race. And they were being strategic about, you know, what races to show up at. And they were all there. I mean, the points, actually, there was a tie in this case here for expert men. Lucas Ralton and Spencer Rathkamp both tied with a total of 296 points. So they ended up sharing the expert men title.
Wow.
And then followed by Scott Platt from Team Triple Threat, which, let me tell you, that team is strong. Every time they show up, it's like, okay, I guess I'm racing for third or fourth. And fourth was Brian Rails, Block Racing, Natural Dynamics. And fifth was Sean McElroy from Team Specialized Racing Junior. So there was our top five. Let's cruise on down here. The sport classes were really competitive as well. You definitely go online at raceothla.com and check out the standings. See if you're where you showed up or your friends showed up.
That's right. Over the hump. O-T-H.
Yeah. It's raceothla.com. And I'm going to plug myself on this one because I think I deserve this one. I actually pulled off the ninth overall in a Super Sport 49 and under.
Sweet.
Yeah, just being consistent. That's the game, everybody, when you're racing. Right. Be consistent. So give me a class, Brad. What else do we want to hear about?
Women's experts.
All right. Let's get on down to them here.
always like to give them a plug. And then possibly move into some of the juniors, because that's the up and coming of our event. Okay. So.
All right, Women's Expert Pro. First overall was Nancy James Klinger. Pretty dominant force when she showed up. She pretty much won. Followed by Cindy Marnock. Third was Susan Thompson from SoCal Endurance. Fourth was Timmery Pruis. Is that how we say it? Timmery? I know that name. I know her first name. Everybody can say that, but I think it's Pruis. Fifth was Lindsay Littelt. And sixth was Anna Dvorak. So those were our expert pro women.
Very cool. And did you get a chance to watch any of these cool finishes? Did you see anything notable?
No, I was too busy out there suffering.
Yeah, you were suffering yourself.
I was suffering. Now, these are the overalls. But, you know, I'd see the girls out there. We'd actually catch some of them. And let me tell you, they didn't let go when you went by. I mean, they were grabbing on and fighting. And, you know, something occurred to me, too, at this race. You know, it's a very, very strategic race course. You have to make sure you get into that single track before the slower markers get there, because the way the course was designed, you would actually race for that single track so you wouldn't get caught in the traffic. And that's why I was noticing my second laps were slower, even though I was working harder, but most of the time it was because I was caught in traffic. My third lap would be substantially faster. And I was just trying to figure that out, going, wow, am I one of those weird people that fades in the middle? But then I started realizing, no, I was watching my GoPro footage, and I realized second lap, I was sitting in a conga line. So it was just like, okay, that explains it. Now I'm not losing my mind.
Okay.
So, anyway, junior boys, 12 to 15, quite a few in here. That actually was a pretty large field. They had an overall 46 entrants through the series.
Wow.
And most of the top 10 were there most of the event. So this was another hard. Mind you, these guys were fast. I mean, they caught us. And
fearless.
Oh, yeah. They have no fear. Yeah, exactly. I remember
that
age.
They haven't broken their first bone yet. So.
Well, some may have. Who knows? But they just haven't learned yet. Anyway, first place went to Ethan Hamlin. Second place went to Nathan Jackson. Third was Blake Ward. Fourth was Keaton DeMauro. And fifth was Drew Idle. And those were the top five for the junior boys, 12 to 15. And we had one girl, 12 to 15, and actually I saw her a few times out there riding. She really good. She's actually really young, too. Casey Grist. And she won, of course. She was the only girl that showed up, but she was out there pretty much. I think she missed only one event, but she raced pretty much every race. And she was out there. You could watch her improve as the series went on. So it was a awesome event, and that's what, you know, the series is all about: getting out there, training, getting stronger, making friends. It was a blast. I had a blast out there.
Yeah, and they've expanded that, by the way. The Over the Hump series has Irvine as well as Castaic locations.
Irvine is the mother. That's the first one, and then this was the second. You know, the tear off of that.
Yeah,
and cool. It was an awesome event. Greg Flanagan and crew put on just an amazing series with what they were given to work with. They had a lot of restrictions on them, and they did great. I mean, changed it up a little every time, so you actually had to go pre-run, otherwise you were going to blow a corner because they'll change it just a little bit, you know. Yeah. And it was awesome for first year with him. Pulling it off up here, he was happy, and he's looking forward to the future. He mentioned that on his Facebook page that they're going to do it again, so looking
Very
forward
cool.
to it.
All right, lots of choices for you guys that want to race in the dirt in mountain biking in Southern California. All right, we got some upcoming events. Hopefully we'll have Freedom 50 also coming up. Road events for Northern California we've got coming up on Saturday, August 31st in Yuba County. That's going to be located in Challenge. It's called the 8th Annual Challenge Road Race. So challenge this. And this is promoted by Velo Promo. Racing for all categories, men, women, and masters, except for juniors. There is no junior categories. However, juniors, of course, can race the open elite categories if they so choose. You can enter online at bikeridge.com. Again, that's coming up on August 31st, the Challenge Road Race. The men's category 1, 2, 3s race together. Their race is going to be 99 miles long. That's right. And the masters, 35, 45, Cat 4s and 5s, and women's Cat 4s and masters 55s all do 33 miles. And everybody else does 66 miles. So it's a beautiful course, a 33-mile-long course. So you do one lap or two laps, or if you're in the men's 1, 2, 3s, you do three laps. So full details at velopromo.com for that one. And coming up this weekend, if you're in Northern or Southern California, this is kind of a split-the-difference race starting out of Bishop, the Eastern Sierras, the Everest Challenge stage race. Everest Challenge is called the Everest Challenge because it has the same amount of climbing as Everest, as Mount Everest, 29,035 feet of climbing. That's approximately how high Everest is. August 24th and 25th. Day one's going to be 88 miles with 15,000 feet of climbing. Day two, 66 miles with 14,000 feet of climbing. And your event headquarters area is Bishop. That's Bishop, California. That's right. Mill Pond Recreation Area. That's where the stage one starts. That's a few miles north of Bishop. And on day two, stage two starts at Highway 168 and Death Valley Road. And that's actually 15 miles south of Bishop, a little bit east of Big Pine. The Everest Challenge Stage Race. Don't miss that. And find out details at Anti-Gravity Cycling on their Facebook page or on their website at EverestChallenge.com. So check that out for you mountain goats. And Robert, what have we got coming up for the Freedom 50?
Yeah, I just got on there. I was on there last night when I heard about it because I'm thinking, yeah, that's my kind of race.
50 miles on the mountain bike in the dirt, huh?
50 milers down in the San Diego Escondido area at San Dieguito Park. I've actually done a couple races down there. This event's being put on by Racers and Chasers. It's a 50-mile point-to-point race. It looks like it's a point-to-point according to the map. It may be loops, but I'm double-checking that right now.
Yeah, I saw the map, and it kind of did look like a point-to-point.
It looked like a point-to-point.
It's with one loop at the end or something
Like
that.
Yeah, yeah. Really when cool I saw course. The map on there, so I'm curious to do a little more research on that. But anyways, great event. It is scheduled for August 31st, 50 miles, and here's the cool thing. They're giving away belt buckles. So top three get Woo-hoo. A belt buckle. Finishers get a belt buckle, and looks like an awesome event. A mountain bike, mountain bike. Be ready. Now the elevation wasn't too bad though. I think it was something like 3 to I think if I remember correctly, about 3,000 feet of climbing. So it's not too bad, but you never know what that 3,000 feet is going to look like. This could be some really straight up uphills.
yeah. But the belt buckles are really cool. I mean, there's that other race. Somewhere out there, we won't mention, but they have some really cool belt buckles too you get. But this sounds like an easier way to pick up a belt buckle.
Yeah, no, it's a good, I think it's a definitely a good start if you're looking into getting into, these endurance type races. It's fully, you got fully staffed aid stations. It has 4 stations on course with fruit, cookies, drink mixes, whatever. But here's the catch, everybody. If you're going to do it, decide quickly. It's limited to 150 participants. And that can fill up really quick. Nice thing, too, there's no parking at this park, no licensing fees, no memberships. You just show up and race.
Yeah, I'm looking at their support. Looks really, really good. Every 10 miles, fully stocked stations with water, soda, cookies, muffins, fruit.
Yeah, so, very I mean, cool. Basically you can make it, 10 miles at a time, stock, refuel. And if you go onto their webpage, racersandchasers.com, you'll see they do have a cutoff time, and then they'll give you the Garmin map. And, yeah, it is a point-to-point with a small loop at the end. So
Robert Herbert does a great event out there.
Yeah, this is definitely a fun group. And look at that.
Have you been on any of these trails?
I've actually been out there. Yeah, it's some pretty fun stuff out there, definitely. they did the map. They have a Garmin Connect map, so you can actually put it into your Garmin and go and kind of pre-ride the course if you dare. But yeah, at least got an elevation gain of 3,500 feet at a 9.3 mile per hour average. It did it in 5.5 hours. So there is a cutoff time there as well. They want you to be by a certain point at a certain time. So, you know, it's pretty standard for this kind of thing. So definitely check it out. Right now, the entry fees are at $125 for pre-entry and $135 for day of registration. So, you know, they're not cheap races, but I think they're on par with everything of this caliber of ride. So,
right. This is a endurance ride, and the endurance rides do tend to have a little bit more support required, a little higher permit fees, and higher entry fees to make up for that. So, very cool.
Yeah, this area is really awesome to ride in, though. It's a lot of fun, real, you know, chaparral-ish down there just south of the Escondido area. It's actually part of the Escondido area. So, yeah, it's
some
good stuff.
I may like to check this out. I think I might actually do this as my first and only mountain bike of the season this year in 2013.
Well, we'll see. Well, for those who want something a little easier, not necessarily easier, but a little shorter, let's put it that way. This coming weekend, Sunday, August 25th, Rim Nordic is holding their final XC race of their series, of their summer series. It's race number 4, August 25th, starts up there just across from Snow Valley, just past Running Springs. So I'll definitely be there to finish off my series up there. Great mountain biking, and according to Bev's web Facebook page this morning, they got some serious rain that rolled through.
Nice.
So the course just got watered, which means the downhills are just going to be awesome this weekend. I'm looking so forward to it. What else we got coming
up
here?
Less dust. No dust when it rains. That's
For a little while.
Until we get out there,
and then it's all dusty again. Right. So we got August 25th for Rim Nordic's final XC Series race. Then we got another endurance event coming up, September 14th, put on by another small guy who's making a name for himself here. It's put on by Cycle Events Company, and Omar is the guy I've talked to there. He's kind of a one-man show.
New
He's tried this. He's doing a couple of small short races there around the Glendora Mountain area.
Very cool. Yeah, yeah. We like to promote the new guys.
Fun courses, a little challenging. Like I said, those Glendora races were really steep. But he's moving over across the freeway into San Dimas there at Bonelli Park. And they've got a six-hour race going on. So here's another good way to get in some endurance training or just a challenge. It's going to be a 6 mile course, 750 feet of gain per lap. They actually had a pre-run on Saturday of this week, which sadly I missed down due to bike issues, but you know, it happens. Races are scheduled for September 14th. Race time starts at 9 a.m., and we're going all the way to 3 p.m. So
this is right in the Glendora area.
It's going to be at Bonelli Park.
Oh, Bonelli Park.
Yeah,
okay.
You're going to be at Bonelli Park September 14th.
Cool.
And it's going to be, you know, same thing. You're going to do as many laps as you can in 6 hours, 6 mile course, just under 1,000 feet of climbing per. It's a spectator friendly course. I've actually seen a map already of where it is. It's going to be similar to some of the Cal Cup course, the U.S. Cup course, I'm sorry. And one thing he added, originally he had on there, you could do a two-person team for beginners only. But by request, he opened that up. Now you can have two-man teams for all classes. So he's been trying to push that because there's been a lot of requests for two-man teams. Because, you know, 6 hours is a lot for a lot of people,
right?
You know, so he did open that up, so you can have men, women, co-ed, whatever, however you want to establish your teams, you can. So that's a really nice benefit. I think it's going to open up a lot more entries, you know.
Now, where do we go to find out more information on that?
You want to see the flyer on cycleeventscompany.com. The event is called the Turn and Burn.
All right.
And yeah, she's definitely going to burn.
Cycle Events Company.
Yeah, entry fees are pretty good too. Similar in range there. Solo entries, and you can register up to same day, so that's kind of nice to be able to do if you're on the fence. But solo one day entries are $75. Two person teams are $100. So go in with a partner and save some money.
All right,
check it out at cycleeventscompany.com for more information.
Very cool. All right. We'll be right back. We've got an interview real quick here with photographer Phil Beckman, and we'll be right back. Our radio's here at the Baldy Hill Climb.
Oh, yeah.
And we're with
Phil Beckman.
Phil Beckman, Creative Photo, PB Creative Photo. Thanks for coming out and shooting the race for us. How did it go out there?
It was good. Was able to catch quite a few aspects of the event today. Mm-hmm. Had my wife shooting also, which is something a little new for us, but she's getting better very quickly. She was positioned at the second tunnel, coming out of the second tunnel.
Yes, and we saw her there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then I was up on the switchbacks with a nice valley backdrop, so got some good shots there too, I think.
Yeah, very nice. You pretty much shot everybody, huh?
I think we probably got everybody at least once, if not two or three times.
Do you photograph other bike events too?
Yeah, downtown.
I've been doing a lot of the mountain bike events this last season. I think I did almost all of the U.S. Cup mountain bike events. I did reports for SoCalCycling.com and Cycling Illustrated, and also a mountain bike action magazine.
Very nice. Very nice. So how do people get a hold of their photos? They want to find your photos and your site at where?
My site URL is pbcreative.smugmug.com is where I'm selling my photos.
pbcreative.smugmug.com. All right. Anything else you want to add?
Well, it was I was attracted to this ride because I have ridden this climb before, and it's a monster. It's also one of the iconic climbs, ascents in Southern California.
Some great shots, huh?
Plus, I like time trials. I like to shoot time trials in general, and when you combine a regular time trial format with a hill climb like that, it's and the scenery that was available, the photo ops that were available, it was I had to come out.
All right. Well, thanks for supporting us out here at the Jack's Bicycles, Hotter Than Hell, Hill Climb out Mount Baldy. Thanks, Phil.
My pleasure.
All right. That was Phil Beckman, PB Creative. There are photos now posted at his site for the Mount Baldy Hill Climb. All right. Bike Sport Racing. Bike Sport Radio continues as we go into, what's our next thing? Our product review. Product review, Robert's review. Thanks, Robert, for coming in again and doing a great job on the next product. Tell us about your next product we got here.
Oh, my next product. Okay, guys, how would you guys like to jump up a few positions while racing, riding, or just whatever you're doing on a bicycle and just enjoy it more without depleting your bank account? I have found the ultimate tool. Yes, I know. Here's the downside. If you're into super flashy, bright colors, and you want to see, you know, all this fancy shindigs that don't really help you go faster, well, maybe that's not for you. But let me tell you, ride one of these things, you will know what I'm talking about.
It's in the studio. We'll give you a hint. It's black. And
it's
big.
Black. Yes, all of them are black. Yeah, I've actually brought in today the Bailey Bikes 29er. I've been racing on this bike for about half the XC season now. And last week we had in my Bailey road bike. John Bailey out of Escondido is the creator behind these bikes. He's been a time trial, you know, frame builder and cross and cyclocross frame builder for a while, and he's really known for his just quality products that he designs. And this last year he came out with a 29er, and I saw it at one of the races, and I'm going, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And jumped on his demo bike and came back with a smile on my face, and my wife had to look on her face like, oh no, you're not. And I said, oh, I will find one of those in my garage one day.
You know that roof repair we needed, honey?
Yeah, no. you know, it was a couple phone calls later, a couple months later, a couple frustrated races with my previous bike later, I said, I'm getting the new frame. We found a way to make it happen, built this guy up. And let me just tell you, it's amazing, amazing quality workmanship in these bikes. It's just phenomenal. They're designed here locally in Escondido, San Diego area. They are made overseas, what isn't, sadly, but that's just how we can keep it affordable. John's bikes are no-nonsense, quality race machines. That's what they do. They are designed to go fast. They are designed to last. They are designed to just make your job easier. It's one less thing to worry about. The frames are high-quality carbon. The 29er has such two really nice features that I really like. Now, anybody who's been dreading going to a carbon hardtail mountain bike, one of their concerns is a rock puncture going right through the down tube. That is the biggest feature. I've seen so many bikes doing that, and then you sit there and go, oh man, there goes my new frame, my new bike, I just ruined it. And it can happen on one ride. Well, John is aware of that. He made sure to take care of that problem by installing a Kevlar Aramid patch in the down tube of the bike as part of the construction of the frame.
I'm down on the ground here. I'm looking at it now, and I can see it. It's actually, I can actually see the weave.
Let me tell you, I have used that already.
Well, so, where's the nick then? I don't see any nick.
Exactly. Find a nick. I couldn't find it either. Big old rock bounced off that at the stage race up in Rim Nordic, and I thought I was done. I thought I cracked it. I thought there was a hole in my down tube somewhere. Nothing. Nothing is there.
Sweet.
The other thing he did, too, for the chain suck that can occasionally happen, he has these two little plates installed near the crankset to help kind of ford off any chain gouging that could occur if the chain did jump off the chain rings there. So a lot of things are really thought in about this bike. The cable routing system, it's all fully enclosed, sealed cable from front to rear, so no exposed cable to get gunked up or things like that, which I had. That was a big issue with my other bike. I was racing the winter, exposed cables. Oh, John, easy, easy, easy on the bike there, Brad. If you could see Brad now, he's just fiddling with the bike all over the place.
It just bounced off one of the walls in the studio. I threw it there just to see if it's really as strong as he says, and it is.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing little bike. One other thing that's really nice, Brad, take a look at those chain stays. The seat stays. You ever see carbon that small?
They're tiny.
They are tiny little things.
Tiny, they're like toothpicks.
Yeah, and what they're designed to do is actually add the compliance to the bike. So when you're hitting stuff, they actually help flex. But stand up on those pedals and you launch. There is no loss, no flex at that bottom bracket. So this thing is a rocket ship.
Right, because the bottom bracket's like a bowling ball.
Yeah, it's huge. That bottom bracket is not going anywhere. Really smooth riding bike. I've been doing, you know, 3-4 hours on this bike at a time for training. Incredibell. Don't forget your Incredibell when you're when you're blazing the local trails or passing riders. But really well thought out. And if this doesn't sell you on the bike, I'm not sure what will. 2 years, no questions asked, crash
that's very
replacement
crass
or repair. John Bailey has an in-house carbon repair facility, so it's all in-house. You have any issues with his bike, you give him a call, he'll want to see it. Because what he does is he takes anything that happens to these things, he brings it back, he looks at it, he re-engineers the next generation to not have that problem. This is a person who stands behind his product. His name is on these bikes. He definitely does not want anything bad going on with this thing. I have not found anything wrong yet with this bike. And let me tell you, I'm trying.
Except that it's too heavy because you used XT components instead of XTR. And it built up at a frighteningly heavy weight.
That was me.
What?
22 pounds.
Yeah, that's way too heavy.
Yeah,
God,
was just,
that's amazing.
That was just too heavy. I couldn't.
And that's not even the lightest components you can
get. No. This bike was built for reliability and things at work. And according to my budget, I would love to throw some XTR on here. It's fully built with XT. You know, it's not the lightest stuff on there, but the bike comes in at 22 pounds. I'm good. It's a 29er at 22 pounds. I'm okay with that. Some guys will want to go sub 19 and whatever, but you know, I don't have a lot of weight for
and
the
it's
downhill.
Large.
And that's a it's a large. It's a large.
Right? Not an extra large.
No, not an XL.
But it's a large, and it's still that light.
Yeah. No. And this is, like I said, this thing is just an amazing bike. It's so smooth. It's not a full suspension bike. It's not a soft tail, but there's times when you think you are riding a soft tail. It just smooths out stuff, and the faster you go, the smoother it is, which is even nicer. So it's not one of those bikes that you want to be on the binders to the washboard. You actually just want to let it roll out through the washboard, and it gets you to the end. It's got ample room for big tires. I'm running some 19s on there right now. That's my XC setup.
Yeah, I see no tubes, stands, no tubes, tubeless. Almost everybody's riding tubeless these days. So.
Yeah, I've gone up. I've got a couple of different tires I've been running on the bike, and I've tried to, you know, find the biggest tire I could fit in there. I've gotten a 2, almost a 2.3 in there with no problem, with plenty of clearance for mud. Like I said, he's a cyclocross background, so he's definitely got it designed to clear mud easily and things like that.
And
so
the sweet thing about no tubes in the tubeless is you can actually give a pseudo suspension by lowering air pressure a little bit.
So. Correct. You've got some room to play with air pressure. So like I said, normally race pressure, I'll run the rear at like, you know, 29 pounds, the front at like 26 or so, depending on the course. If it's more harder pack, I'm going to pump it up a little more. So, but he's got some really good prices right now on these bikes. And here's the thing: how would you like to have a frame and fork combo for under $1,500?
Not a Bailey.
With a Bailey, yes.
Seriously,
Bailey.
Sweet.
Full carbon bike with an unprecedented warranty on the frame. He also does custom builds. Let's say you just want a bike with whatever you want on it. You just send him an email and say, give me a quote for this, built this way, and here you go, and they'll do whatever you want. So you can buy it as a frame set. You can buy it as a frame and fork. You can buy it as a full bike. It's up to you. And also,
BaileyBikes.com looks like where we can find out information.
Yeah, BaileyBikes.com lists all their products. The road bike, which was in here last week, has just came out this summer.
Woo! Microphone foul. We have the finest equipment here at Kill Radio, and I just watched a microphone mounted on a microphone stand just all by itself fall out of the stand. That was cool.
Okay, Brad, you got a ghost in here because I swear that microphone launched out at me.
I was looking at it. Dude, I didn't touch it. It was sitting right there, and that microphone just jumped right out there and went boom.
Good thing my Baileys don't do that.
Yeah. All right, back to the show.
You know, live. God, this is funny. Anyways, so like I said, contact BaileyBikes.com. Take a look at their website. It's a small business, local individual, stands behind his product. You'll see him out at the cross races. Stop by, say hi. Like I said, his road bike came out this summer. I actually have one of them, and I just am in awe and shock at how smooth these things ride. This is going to be my backup cross bike as well. I'm just going to throw some smaller wheels on it and have this as a backup for the season. It's so light, it's so responsive, it's so comfortable. And that's one thing. Everybody says we build our bikes to do both, to be comfortable and to race. And you know, a lot of times it's just marketing hype. John doesn't believe in marketing hype. It's ride the bike and it'll speak for itself. And in this case, they ride the way they're supposed to. Comfortable, responsive, all-purpose machines. And they're just no nonsense. The one thing that a lot of people look at and they're not really crazy about, you know, everybody likes flashy colors. He's only got, you know, 500 color options as long as they're all black.
Henry Ford. All right. Following in the footsteps of Henry Ford. You can have any color you want as long as it's black.
Yeah, no, and he's got, you know, they're nicely, you know, clear-coated and sealed and protected. Nice satin black finish. And, you know, it's kind of a nice stealthy-looking bike. And I've got this one set up pretty nicely. It's got a good color combination going. It makes it my bike, you know. And
I want to get a cross bike.
I do, too. Actually, according to my text from John, is that they're coming in little by little. And his cross bike is a disc-specific bike as well. And I'm just... I would love to have a third in my arsenal for cross season.
We'll look forward to reviewing that when you get one.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping to get in that line there to get a cross bike going, because I could see myself moving up a couple places. I raced 35-plus Masters, and those guys are just brutally fast. So every advantage you can get, you know, is definitely there. And I think having quality equipment to race on is the bottom line. And go onto their site, once again, baileybikes.com. Take a look at their specials. Take a look at their frames. All the pictures are there. And like I said, make it a Bailey next time.
Make it a Bailey. All right, baileybikes.com. Thanks, Robert.
Oh, it was fun.
Okay, we got some sounds from Mount Baldy. We got some finishing grunts and groans. Interview with a couple of riders, Bob and Dave. So enjoy the sounds here at Bike Sport Radio right now.
All right, rider finishing. Stay to the right, inside the cones. Woo, keep going, all the way to the finish line, right there. Finish line. Oh, you got a cramp? Oh, run with the bike. One leg, go, go. Hey, is that Mike? Mike Jenkins finishing up here at the top of the Baldy Hill Climb. Hotter than hell, Baldy Hill Climb. Bike Sport Radio here at the top with finishers.
Bob Crane.
And?
Dave Aldrich.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
And you raced in what category, Bob?
35 plus.
35, Dave?
Cat 5.
Cat 5s. Was this your first time out here?
No, but I've been up here quite a bit.
So you know the course?
I do.
Right on. Did you get approximate time on your computer?
Or? Yeah, I think about 112.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
It's a tough climb. It's great to have my... I live in Rancho Cucamonga. I live in... It's my backyard. It's great to have my backyard.
Right.
I'm up here and train quite a bit.
Thanks
so
for coming.
It's awesome.
Dave, what category? You just are behind this guy? Or?
Just behind.
Just behind?
Yeah. I
did you catch
Rancho.
Him?
No, I got a flat.
Oh! Got it fixed, though, right?
Fixed it. And I thought, at least that'll allow me to rest a bit. But I got back on the bike and...
Right.
I guess it was too much rest. Legs didn't want to go.
I think the key to this course is don't start too fast.
Don't start too fast,
Yeah, I got my heart rate way too high in the beginning.
Yeah, there's some flat sections,
and it's too steep to recover, and it just never came down.
Well, once you hit those sections of, 10, over 10%, and you're blitzed, there's no recuperating on those things.
All right. Well, thanks for coming, you guys. You'll be on Bike Sport Radio. It's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Thanks, Bob and Dave. Hey, everybody. Jack's Bicycles in Claremont, about 11:45, 12 o'clock.
That's when they're going to be.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
Ooh, and results and prizes for every winner. $50 gift card to the fastest women's time and the fastest men's time each. Results will be at Jack's, but we might have some preliminary results here, yes.
That's
in Claremont. Yeah, Claremont on Main Street, I think. It's on the flyer.
Okay.
And it's pretty easy to find.
Do you know what our street off the 210 it might be?
Off ramp? I don't think you even need to use the freeway. I think you go straight down Baldy Road into Claremont and turn right, I think.
Oh, okay.
How'd you do? What'd you think of it?
I did it once, but
tell me honestly. You did it a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the hardest single climbs around.
I don't know.
I mean, it's hard.
It's our third year bringing it back, so.
I think it's great. I mean, Herb can tell you more because he's done it a lot, and he's done every single hill in the Western United States.
Cool.
But it was good.
All right. That red cooler there?
Yes.
Dig in the bottom of them, so the top ones are kind of melted.
I'll take a
popsicles! G-Money! Good job.
Oh, Brad, how'd it feel? Thanks for posting
hard.
This.
It's
I would have been clueless to this going on.
Pete Smith.
If it weren't for your email.
Oh, really?
Postings.
Mm.
You
were flying.
The email to Big O was the first I had heard of it.
Mm.
But I've had an especially clueless year because with the broken hand, I keep a spreadsheet of the race I'm planning to do.
Right.
And for a while, I was like, okay, I'm going to skip that one and that one. And eventually, I'm like, took that thing on there.
Right.
Look at that one, I got it well. But I forget, like...
Very cool.
You kind of pull info about races going on.
You're riding a felt. That doesn't weigh anything. It weighs like about as much as a piece of felt. That's why they call them felts, right?
Fort, I forget what this is. 14.6, maybe?
Oh. Let's see. Oh, yeah. That's cheating. Wow.
But here's what's funny. Never having done this before, I'm trying to be an engineer.
Right.
I was like, all right, well, I don't really know what my time's going to be up here. But this is almost exactly the same as the Harding TT in terms of stats.
Anything around an hour, low hour, okay. Even sub-hour. I think Some of the top times were like 59-something.
Yeah. Now, I looked up. There was some pro that's done this. Neil
Shirley. He has the record right now.
56.
Yeah. Yeah, he has the record right now. He's not here today, so. He's a top semi-pro rider. Does cyclocross, too, I think, in the winter. Yeah. All right.
When I saw 56 was about when I dropped my chin over the top of my rear.
Ah,
Jarelli. That's all right. It didn't cost me that much.
Probably not.
You want a... there's still snacks up there. I'm about to run up the hill.
Oh, up there. Yeah, you can go buy snacks up there. Yeah. I'm good. No, I'm good. Thanks.
G-Money.
Good job.
Chance to look at the results. All right. Thanks for coming, everybody. Mount Baldy Hill Climb is our third year. We've got... one merchandise prize for all the winners, and I'm going to call out the winners, starting with the pro men, Alexander Kuss. Congratulations. Fastest men's time of the day also gets a $50 gift card, and you may pick something from there and take a water bottle too if you want one. Thanks for coming. Fastest women's time of the day. Where are the women?
Down.
Here we go.
103.58. Pio. Pio Mata. And a $50 gift card for her.
Nice.
Yeah. She went to lunch.
Unbelievable.
All right, she comes back. Okay, next, into the men's category. Threes.
1, 2, 3, I saw.
Here they are. 108.50, Seth Britton. Threes.
Oh, I see.
Cat threes. Cat threes. 108.50. Seth Britton. Come on down and pick out a prize.
All right.
Seth?
He's not here.
All right. Next. Category four, men. June Hoshino. Time of 106.05.
Yes.
June, eh? Congratulations. Grab something there, one item. And if you want a water bottle, there's some there.
Also. Are you the one with the tire that...
Yeah.
Very good.
Masters 35 with a time of 103.05, missing the fastest time of the day by 2 seconds.
Oh.
Pete Smith. Come on down, Pete. Riding for Audi. Pete, come and pick up a prize.
Okay. No, Pete.
All right, next. Masters 45 with a time of 108.08. G-Money, Greg Liebert. I don't see him. I think he took off. Rick Morris was second with a time of 1:13.44. All right, Masters 55 with a time of 1:15.14. Jeff Morton.
All right, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Good job. Right,
grab
good job.
Grab an item. And if you want a water bottle, there's some left. Master 60 plus with a time of 1:11.19. Richard Mull.
Rich.
Rich. Flying by me. I remember seeing you go by. Grab an item, and there's one bottle left too if you want.
Okay.
And in the women. Oh, already left.
Start.
Women's threes and fours. We've got with a time 1:13.27. Allison Jones.
Allison's still on her way down.
Okay. And in the junior men with a time of 106.52, Sean Bird. That's the 17:18.
Sean.
Good job. Grab an item.
Bill.
Junior men 15-16. 108.32 was the winning time by Nicholas Castellano. Nick. Nicholas Castellano. There he is. Grab an item.
Are you?
And in the junior men, 13-14, Massimo Lucidi with a time of 18-26. Congratulations. Come on down and grab something. And the junior women, with the time 121-42, Hannah Swan. I think they upset.
How are you?
Yeah, they left right now.
All right.
No, I'm right.
I have a gift card for.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna have to mail it. And check out Jack's Bicycles if you haven't already. You can sneak in through here through this back way. And we'll be running this event next year, by the way.
Hi.
So.
I think you just commented.
Wow! Yay!
Congratulations.
Fastest women's time of the day. And grab one of those items too. You got a $50 gift card for the fastest women's time of the day.
Okay.
Enjoy the barbecue. We'll try to have more shade next year also. And thanks for coming, everybody.
Thanks, Brad.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, that's right. Thanks for listening to another show of Bike Sport Radio. And remember, when you're out there and you encounter a bicyclist, don't treat us like a criminal. Cycling is not a crime. Check out our project at cyclingisnotacrime.org and drive your bike like you would a car. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.